theme music?
I do.
Welcome to another episode of Chamber Live. Nicole, good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
We have a great guest with us today. We're going to get into in just a few minutes, but Jeff Smith, CEO of Piedmont Healthcare.
Thanks,
welcome.
Shannon.
Thank you for coming and speaking with us.
And good to be here.
Give us an update on all the things going on at Piedmont.
All right. Yeah. Whatever you want to know. I'm an open book.
Oh, good. All right.
Ooh.
Before we do that, we do have a few events that are coming up that we want to chat about. We've got Casino Night, March the 9th, not this Saturday, but next. Mm-hmm. You and Maria got your tickets? Yes, just say yes. If not, I'll make sure you have them by the end of the day.
I am actually going to be in a different casino on Casino Night.
Oh, you're going to be in Vegas, the real Vegas, not States Vegas? How fun. Oh, that'll be fun.
Well, we'll be channeling your luck.
Okay.
Yes, that's right.
At the craps table.
Yes.
That's what we'll be doing. That's going to be a fun evening, though, right here in Statesville, out at Kinsley Shop Farm on Chipley Ford Road. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some fantastic food. We've got blackjack tables. We'll have roulette.
Yes. Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em.
Craps. Mm-hmm. The game that gets, I think everybody loves to stand around and watch and gets the most activity, even though
excitement.
I absolutely have no idea how it works.
Right. But folks will have an opportunity to take their winnings and put their raffle tickets into some fantastic prizes.
Oh, nice.
We've got our Gregory. They donated this beautiful diamond necklace.
Wow.
We've got a mountain house getaway, balloon ride. Mm-hmm. We've got a fantastic gift certificate for car detailing with New Image Services.
We have a Trotman chair. We have rocking chairs.
Yeah.
So fun. We have a Blackstone flat top grill that is in my garage that Christian's like, can I just buy that? And I'm like, no, you have to come play.
Come play.
Casino Night, and maybe you'll win it.
Right. Carolina Tan donated a package, a wellness package over there. So there's a little bit of something for everyone. It's going to be a fun, fun evening.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Elvis may make an appearance again. With confetti and all of that.
That would be great.
I'll make sure he'll send you a picture. You might see about 10 Elvises where you're going.
I think there's a good chance I'll see at least one.
So. Awesome.
And then also we have our Actualize, our women's symposium coming up March 21st.
Okay.
It's a Thursday. It is an all-day event. We have 6 speakers, 3 breakout sessions, fantastic lunch. It's going to be a full day of really just pouring into our attendees and hoping that they can take away something from that and pour into their families, their organization, add to their leadership skills. So it's going to be a great day.
It sounds great.
Yeah.
And this is a great lead-in because then we hit the summertime.
Summertime.
And it becomes the Piedmont Healthcare
Friday after five.
Starting May 2nd. Whatever that first Friday in May is.
I can't
remember off the top of my head. 2nd, 3rd, or 4th, whatever that day is. Crazy.
Ooh. And I heard that you're bringing the Rolling Stones to town.
No, do not start that rumor. That would be amazing. And it would be the entire budget times 20 for the whole concert.
We'd have to wheel them in.
Yeah. It'd be the only concert we have for the whole summer. We're getting ready to announce the lineup. Mm-hmm. It's getting tougher to find, not good bands, I don't want to say it like that, but to keep that energy going, to keep the uniqueness of the concert that it's not going to be somebody you can go find somewhere else, down the street.
And we don't want to repeat. Last year, I feel like we had such a fantastic lineup. Mm-hmm. Every concert that we had, the weather was fantastic. Mm-hmm. The sponsors were wonderful. Our attendees had a great time. Mm-hmm. And the music was really great. So this year, we really focused
how do we make
no
it
No pressure
better?
There.
No.
No pressure.
But we've been reviewing bands and reviewing. People have given us recommendations. We've reviewed all of those. We've reviewed all the folks that have reached out to us directly. And I think we have it narrowed. I think by this week,
we'll be able
you'll
to
see
announce.
It. Okay. Yes. So fingers crossed that everybody can do the dates that we need them to do and budgets look good
cool.
for the band. So But yeah, so we appreciate your, what'd we say? This will be our 17th year because it was 16 last year? 16th or 17th last
year? Yeah, I think the origination predates me by a number of years. So
we just decided it was the 16th year or 17th
year. I'll go with it.
I can't remember.
I would not know different.
We're almost to 20 is all right. I know. We got a couple more years and then we'll say it's officially 20 years. But y'all have been a great partner in that concert series, so mm-hmm. thank you. Appreciate that so much.
It's important. It's important to the community.
Well, good. Well, Jeff Smith or Jeffrey Smith.
No. that's my mother used to call me that, and my wife when she's very mad at me.
With the CEO of our great healthcare system here that we have, Piedmont Healthcare. So tell us a little bit about Piedmont for those that maybe are new to the area, don't know, or just anything new that you want to share about what y'all do.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when you think of a doctor's office, you think of an organization that might have four or five docs and one or two offices. Mm-hmm. I mean, Piedmont Healthcare now has over 1,200 employees.
Wow.
We go from South Charlotte all the way up into Alexander County. We go Hickory out to Moxville. Obviously, we're based in Statesville. Mm-hmm. That's where the corporate office is.
Yay.
Yeah. so we have about 110 folks just in the corporate office servicing the docs. 225 providers now throughout the organization, but it's more than just docs and nurse practitioners and PAs. It's full radiology, full labs, sleep mm-hmm. labs. We even have a CPAP store for people that need CPAP.
Oh, equipment. Wow.
Urgent care. So it's really a full service without the bricks and mortar of a hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And y'all, I'm sure y'all share resources at the hospital as well for folks that go over there.
Oh, absolutely. You know, yeah. Our docs are on staff at Iredell. We have some docs on staff down at Lake Norman. So absolutely, we go and make sure the folks are taken care of where they need to be taken care of.
When did Piedmont get here?
96.
96.
Yeah, actually it was the formation of a couple groups, a couple multi-specialty groups that were in town. And we like to say they were either really smart or really lucky, mm-hmm. probably a little bit of both.
Right.
To decide to join together when it really wasn't the thing to do, mm-hmm. To form a larger organization that really had some market clout, had mm-hmm. some clout, some buying clout. Mm-hmm. I think they really thought it through and came up with a great idea that really was before its time.
Is there other models like that now that
There's a handful. There's probably across the state of North Carolina 10 organizations like ours. But even with that, we're starting to see some of those, you know, sell out to mm-hmm. larger health systems or sell out to private equity. Mm-hmm. We're watching that transition that every business is seeing right now where, you've got folks who are in their 50s and 60s who really enjoyed that ownership piece.
Right.
But now as we're seeing the younger kids come into play, it's mm-hmm. like, I'm okay being an employee.
Yeah. So interesting. So a generational shift of thinking.
For sure. Absolutely. And we tell people when they come in to interview, if you've got to have at least a little bit of an entrepreneurial spirit mm-hmm. to come and work at Piedmont because we want you to be an owner.
Right.
And people are like, wait a minute, I went to medical school. They didn't talk to me about
being business at all.
So.
And there is some truth to that. There is some truth to doing what you do best and what your specialty is, right. whether it's medical mm-hmm. or, any industry, and then doing the business side of it.
It's hard.
I know that as far as my provider, that's one of the things that she loves about being part of Piedmont Healthcare is she really gets to hone her business and who she brings in and what that office looks like. Mm-hmm. I mean, she just...
Yeah, we don't believe in cookie cutter medicine. Mm-hmm. We believe that the patients go to individual providers mm-hmm. because of who they are and the way they practice medicine. We don't want to take that away.
Right.
So we like that individual type of experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's the good news. But I'll tell you what, the bigger we get, the harder it is to manage.
Sure.
225 mm-hmm. individual experiences. Because there is a benefit to some standardization.
Sure.
But I'll tell you what, if we use that, that's like a bad word sometimes. the doctors are like, no standardization. So
so you have to use a different word or phrase it in a different way.
Or we have
way.
To trick them, one or the other.
So do each of your providers, doctors, are they automatic owners of the, how does that work?
They're not. They mm-hmm. So they come in as what we call an associate. Mm-hmm. They're an employed doctor for a period of time. But our path with everyone we hire is to make them into an owner.
Right.
It used to take about a year to two. Now for some, it's taking 2 to 4, mm-hmm. sometimes even 5. Mm-hmm. But we explain that to them. We explain the benefit. I mean, there's a lot of benefit to being an owner.
Sure.
It's a $250 million company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's not your mom and pop
right.
doctor's office. I mean, you truly are helping to guide the organization, because once you become a shareholder, you know, you're a part owner. So,
sure.
so your input matters. You can run for the board. Mm-hmm. There's a 10-doctor board that I report to.
Right.
And that board, together with myself, is setting the strategic direction mm-hmm. for where Piedmont's going to go.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And that's a great segue.
I can't tell you.
He said he was an open book.
Yeah, I closed that chapter though.
So, all right, well, we won't go into strategic.
No, you can.
No,
it's fine.
What are some of the, I mean, you're talking about a model that's still relatively not utilized all over, but y'all have fine-tuned it. And what are some of the other milestones that y'all are proud of that has happened within Piedmont Healthcare?
Yeah, I mean, just the growth itself has been mm-hmm. has been great. I think any healthcare organization will tell you we survived COVID. I mean,
right.
I mean that was just a big deal.
Yeah,
and it was for us. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, we were talking to people all over the country when that was going on, and you know, it's like, well, what are you doing? I mean, there was no playbook at the time.
No,
but I think, and trust me, we're proud of that. But what I'm prouder of is after COVID, mm-hmm. because it would have been very easy for a lot of people to say, we're out. Mm-hmm. You know, we got through this. We did what we were supposed
I'm
to
burned
do.
Burned out. I've done too much.
Yeah.
I've done like 20 years in two.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I understand that.
But what we saw was, you know, that people, we toughed it out going through it. But even after that, we continued to grow. Mm-hmm. I mean, being in the Statesville market right now is just amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't really just sit back and go, oh, didn't we do a good job? And let's take it easy for a mm-hmm. year or two. Because we've got literally thousands of people coming into this market.
Mm-hmm.
And what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, jokingly, you know, we don't want to talk about strategic planning, but we talk about it all the
you
time.
You have to, yeah.
I mean, we meet with city planners now. If you walk into my office, I have a map of every subdivision that's mm-hmm. either approved, in progress, or recently completed, to see where the people are going.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And that's what we need to know, because as much as people like to centralize healthcare, people would really rather go to a local provider who understands where they live, mm-hmm. what they deal with, mm-hmm. and is part of their community.
I think you kind of went to like this big mega thing, and now you're seeing it going back to more of the community.
Absolutely.
That makes complete sense. And I love that you're really looking ahead at where they're building and planning, because that's crucial. Why would you build something over here when
right.
there's no growth?
Yep.
And maybe you had an intuitive way of doing that before. Maybe you had some conversations, but now you're really having to.
I would like to say we did, but we didn't.
There's that luck.
It was kind of like casino night. Yeah. You know, we were rolling the dice.
But the growth was kind of very, very much in the same place. And now
yeah.
you're seeing, if you look at the Iredell County 2040 plan, you look at the city of Statesville's plan, if you look at the city or the town of Mooresville, the town of Troutman, I mean, everybody has their plans.
Right.
And they all are looking so far ahead. You can see where those heat maps are, where things are popping.
Okay.
And
yep.
What I find interesting, you know, we looked at the Iredell County 2040 plan. We had that strategic plan a few weeks ago, and you saw all the places that there's all this growth. And it's interesting when you overlay that with all the others, it's, you know, how spread out that looks.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you decide? What's a metric that you might use besides people?
Yeah, and people is the biggest one. Mm-hmm. The second biggest challenge is office space.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Statesville is not blessed with a ton of office
that
space.
Is,
so
that is very
so
true.
Where are you going to develop that? And mm-hmm. and we see, you know, right on Davie Avenue, we see a lot of construction mm-hmm. going on because there isn't those skyscrapers
right.
that people can move into and just create an office environment. So we're looking at it very hard. You know, medicine is changing. Certificate of need laws,
yeah.
Which is, you know, you had to petition the state if you wanted to do something above a certain dollar limit,
right.
and the state would decide, do we need it or don't we?
Right.
And if they said we don't, you couldn't do it.
Right.
But now they're relaxing those rules and really going to start letting the free market kind of dictate.
That's interesting.
Yeah, Iredell has, you know, there's a population qualifier. Iredell qualifies. Mm-hmm. So now we can do things like we can build our own ambulatory surgical center.
Okay.
Wow.
And before we couldn't.
And is that something that y'all would do?
We are definitely looking at it. Mm-hmm.
Tell me what that means, ambulatory.
So that's outpatient procedures.
Okay.
And actually, what we're seeing today in medicine, things like knee replacement.
Things that you would have to be in the hospital for like weeks.
That's right.
You're going home.
When my mom had her knee replaced, and it was a number of years ago, she spent 10 days in the hospital, a month in inpatient rehab,
wow,
and then finally went home. Today, you're up within an hour or two of having the surgery, and you're out the same day.
That has a lot to do with how they do the surgery, too, though, right? Or is that...
That's more hips than knees.
Hips than knees.
Yeah.
I know hips has changed quite a bit.
Definitely.
But not so much on the knee. But that still amazes me that, you know, you're thinking, well, I can go home.
Right.
Like tomorrow, today, mm-hmm, like what?
Well,
there's a lot more on you as a patient to take care of yourself and then call you when there's a major issue or concern.
And it's, you know, people are like, okay, I'm good with this, but, you know, now all of a sudden I'm at home and by myself. And
yeah.
That's a challenge. So we got to make sure that everything is right at home, that you do have care, do have help. There's a lot more things that have to go into it. But
I mean, having a personal experience with some of the stuff that Christian's gone through, and they just send you home, and I'm like, right. I have to do what?
Yeah.
We have to do what? And I'm like, oh gosh, that's why I'm not a nurse. I'm not a doctor. I'm not in healthcare. But they show you and they give you support and you do it, you know. But
that's just significant also from 1996 of when the organization started, right? Just the changes, the tremendous growth in process and procedures and what healthcare looks like. Mm-hmm. That's a lot to keep up with in, you know, 25 years.
It is a lot. And you know, I will say I'm not a doctor. I'm an accountant. But my wife's a nurse. My daughter's a doctor. Mm-hmm. My mom worked in a hospital for years. Actually, my first job was in a hospital washing the pots and pans in the kitchen. So
you've
so,
worked your way through that.
I did. That was my first healthcare job.
Love it.
Wow.
So, was that in Philadelphia?
It was, right outside.
Yeah.
If
you don't know, Jeff Smith,
that's right,
is a big Philadelphia guy. Eagles, the Phillies.
The Sixers, the Flyers.
The Flyers.
I went to Temple and St. Joe's,
We love that about you, too.
I bet.
Hand to God, as they say. I mean that. Well, you know, if you were out, that's a great story. You know, we love to hear stories about people growing in their industries, you know, and especially for, I know we don't have, this is not a young audience that watches this show, but there is some value to hearing how you transitioned to that. Like, what did you do? How did you get there to there, from there to here? Because that's a true story. That's a great transition story.
Yeah, and I can tell it pretty quick. I mean, so I went from the kitchen in the hospital to actually working part-time in the accounting office. And remember at the time, and I'm old, I mean, my first job was at Dunkin' Donuts. I was making $1.65 an hour. So I was killing it.
You
right?
were killing it, man.
So I went to the accounting office, and they were paying me $5 an hour.
Wow.
Well, I thought I was making more money than I ever needed.
Sure.
Right? So I said to my boss, I said, you know, I'm going to graduate from college. I'm going to have an accounting degree. I'll just stay.
Sure.
And he said, no. You absolutely cannot stay here. So I went out. I got a job in a public accounting firm. The accounting firm I worked for audited hospitals.
Okay.
I actually worked for Medicare for a couple of years, auditing hospitals.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Went to the first hospital. Actually, it was the hospital where I was born.
Oh.
I worked there for 9 years as the controller of the hospital. My wife worked there at the same time. That was interesting. Yeah. She was a nurse on one of the nursing floors, so I would know that we were cutting her budget before she did.
And
she'd say, what'd you do at work today, honey? And I'd say, nothing, and then we'd meet the next day, and she'd be kicking me under the table.
You didn't tell me.
Yeah, right.
I got it.
Went to another hospital after that in Philadelphia as the vice president of finance. So obviously a heavy finance background.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then one day a guy came into my office and said, hey, my wife's practice is looking for a CEO. Would you be interested in applying? And I said, no.
Right.
The last thing I want to do is work for a bunch of doctors.
Right.
I've kind of seen them from the other side.
You kind of found your niche, right?
And
or what you thought was your niche.
So he came back like probably a couple of weeks later, he said, you know, they haven't found anybody. We should at least go talk to them. So I did. I actually took a pay cut to take that job because I thought it was interesting and something I'd enjoy. Stayed there 17 years.
Wow. Was that in Philadelphia as well, or was that?
So it was actually in Pottstown.
Pottstown.
Not Pottsville, where Yingling is made. It's Pottstown.
Okay.
And then, Piedmont did a national search for somebody. And it was funny. We were actually at the beach. We were in North Myrtle Beach, and they called and said, you know, they'd like to talk to you.
Wow.
And I said, all right. You know, I said, actually, I'm in just across the border. I said, I'll drive over.
Sure.
So I drove over.
To Statesville?
To Statesville.
Wow. Yeah.
And left my wife at the beach. I said, let me just go and see if this is something makes sense. So on the way back, they called and they said, you know, we'd like you to come back and bring your wife. So I got back to the beach and I said, you know, we never lived outside of a 25-mile radius from where we were born.
That's wild.
So to make this move was just huge. And I said, you know, they may offer me this job. What are we going to do?
Right.
And she said, you know, if you want to go, if you want to do it, then let's go. But my oldest is a doctor. Mm-hmm. She was getting ready to start her practice. She was coming out of training. And so they decided once I accepted the job, they were going to buy our house. And they were going to move into our house in Pennsylvania, stay there. My youngest daughter was in Boston. She was a fashion designer for J. Jill.
Yeah.
And then my son was living in the area, and he's like, "Yeah, I'll come with you."
Yeah.
So that was
boys,
right? Yeah. But you know, I told my daughter, I said, "Look, you know, medicine down here is still the way medicine should be. You ought to come down and take a look." She did. So she came down. My youngest daughter decided that fashion design wasn't all that she thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. She came down. So now, more importantly, all our grandkids are here.
Oh, yeah. Aww. So everybody's
here.
It's hard not to fall in love with the area.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we can talk about that on another whole show because there's so much offer. I mean, and to see it from your eyes, you know, it's hard for me to see it because I've grown up not so much here, but in a town like here. And that's all I know. So you're like talking about like never living. I've only lived 3-4 hours away from where I grew up. Like, I've never moved out of that. And I pulled along my Yankee husband, too, you know.
Well, I think the thing for us, you know, living in the Northeast, it's a very cold environment. You're always on the go. You're always in a hurry.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of time for relationships with even people you live next door mm-hmm. to. And I tell people all the time, I didn't know the last name of the people who lived next door to me. I didn't know the first or last name of the people who lived diagonally from me. Because I'd get up and, you know, I was driving an hour to work.
Right.
So, I'd leave at 6:30, 7 o'clock. I'd get to work. And then I'd get home at 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. So,
You barely had time for your own family, much less entertain others.
So it's been a wonderful experience. Mm-hmm. We live in Statesville. I think Statesville's incredible. I think it's just ready to explode.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were talking offline, and I said, you know, I've been here almost, 5.5 years almost, and it's even different now than it was then. Yeah. I mean, it's like I just feel like I stepped here at the right time and to be part of all this growth and development, and I just can't wait to see what happens in another 5 years. I mean, it's going to be, we might not be saying the same things. We might be saying, but.
People will use their horns on their cars a lot more, I think, in 5 years.
Oh, you think so?
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
No, that's a Boston thing. My daughter's up in Boston, and she's like, the horn is another language.
New York, too. My sister-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
Christian's a horn user, too, left over from his days. Well, any advice, you know, I don't know, maybe advice isn't the right word, but any other things you think we've missed that we need to talk about that you think, you know, that's coming down the pipeline, you know, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's important. And I think as businesses come into Statesville, they see the value. I mean, obviously, we're seeing, you know, Sherwin-Williams mm-hmm. to expand. We're seeing Doosan Caterpillar expand. Mm-hmm. I think it's important. And the one thing we said when we came here was, look, if we're doing this, we're going all in. And, mm-hmm. and you know, I've had the, you know, incredibly blessed to be able to be, you know, Chamber of Commerce president, sat on economic development. Mm-hmm. Get involved.
Right. Mm.
Because you've got to know what's going on, especially right now with what we just talked about, with everything that's going on. You've got to decide what role you want to play in this town.
Right.
Because sitting on the sidelines going, well, you know, look what just happened. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe they did that. Mm-hmm. And you're not involved. I don't want to hear it.
Right.
Yeah.
So get involved and be part of what's happening. Be the good part of
and
it.
And there's lots of, you know, the chamber's obviously one way. And I'm always going to say that's the best way. But there are planning boards. There right. are town, city, county boards. Mm-hmm. If that's something that you're passionate about from a growth perspective and you want to have input, there's obviously elected roles you can be on.
Right.
There is all kinds of ways.
We can find something for you to do.
Absolutely. That. Or just be a volunteer and just be, right. you know, just give your time and energy to something. But you're right. There's no excuse for anyone to just sit, unless that's just where they're comfortable and that's where they want to be. But
yeah, and you're right. There are people like that. But
sure.
I think it's tough to be a business leader mm-hmm. and not be involved.
Sure it,
even if it's outside your comfort zone.
Right.
You got, believe me, this is outside my comfort zone. But you've got to be able to put yourself in those mm-hmm. situations to meet people.
Right.
To understand what their needs are. How do their needs reflect back to mm-hmm. what you're trying to do? Is there a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
I was up at Doosan just last week. I sat there and watched kids in the apprenticeship program. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Smith, his program up there is just incredible.
I know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
he's coming up here shortly on our show
yeah.
as well, just to talk a little
Well, I hope
more
he mentions me like I did.
I will.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah,
tell
yeah,
him.
Tell him I said
I'll
nice
say,
things about him.
Yeah, I will.
But
we'll show him this link, this
yeah.
little cover.
But to watch their investment in the community, it's just so refreshing. And to listen to those kids, mm-hmm. you know, people when you get to be my age, you're like, oh, gosh, I worry about society. Look at these kids. They don't mm-hmm. care about anything. These kids care about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so refreshing to see what the organization is doing to support them.
Well, I mean, I know you're tutoring Doosan Sports, but y'all also do apprenticeship programs as well. And we actually, Nicole and I had a conversation with another smaller business owner here in town. And you know, we had that very conversation with him about how do I get people into my industry? And if there's not already a program in place, so we talked about the apprenticeship program. So we've already connected him with Kevin and Jeff Taylor mm-hmm. to talk about how y'all did your apprenticeships program, how that all happened. And maybe it'll inspire him to create something for himself there in that space. But that's, you know, but you're right. You know, he came in, that was not the way I thought the conversation was going to mm-hmm. go. We just started talking and you, like you said, just knowing what's going on in the
right.
community and being able to connect people to those opportunities, that's one of the things that we do here at the Chamber. And
well, I not to be a homer for the Chamber, I am. you said connect. And to me, I think that's your job, mm-hmm. is to be the connector.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be able to say mm-hmm. to someone who doesn't know where to go, here's who you
that's
go.
Right.
Here's where you go. Here's who you meet with.
Mm-hmm.
And start the conversation.
That's right.
I think that's the value.
And that's why these conversations like this, the one-on-ones that we also have with our businesses and with leaders like yourself, you know, we learn a little bit more than we do in just normal, sometimes normal conversation. We don't get to have these conversations at Friday after 5. It's usually like,
we're yelling at each other.
Yeah,
trying
no,
to hear
never it. Yelling over the music.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah,
but it's a different type of environment. But lots of great community people come out there, and it's a great opportunity to showcase what y'all do. So,
mm-hmm.
Thank you for your time
hey,
today.
Thank you.
We appreciate you so much. You know, this is live on WSIC right now, but we're also gonna throw it out on our YouTube channel, our social media channels, and we'll make sure you get a link as well to share on your stuff.
I could send it to my dad.
Yeah, do that. And we'll cut that little blip about Kevin and we'll send it to him so whenever it's his turn, we'll
yeah,
say,
I expect
make sure.
To, yeah, really. Yeah. Well, and I know we got to go.
Yeah.
So he says to me, he says, you know, would you be interested in coming up, going on a tour? I'm like, absolutely.
That's a cool place.
Oh, my gosh.
It's incredible
what is going on in this town.
I know, and that's what we try to do. We took we're taking our youth leadership group there next at the end of March. And we, Nicole and I did a personal tour with them. And I haven't been in there since I was there when they did the expansion, but
right.
I hadn't been in
right.
there. Did we do the tour or was that was Denzo? Did you go to the Doosan tour too?
I went on.
Yeah,
the
we did a Doosan tour with our
mm-hmm.
global group.
Mm-hmm.
I go on so many tours with so many different groups, I can't keep them all straight. But man, that's a cool place.
Oh yeah.
So cool.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we went up there and shot some video because Doosan was a nominee for one of the awards for Sage. And just going through there, we took a good 40 minutes of walking through and getting some video and being able to piece together just a 30-second blip to like capture
all the things.
All that happens in there. The automation, the engineering, the organization. That is just such a fantastic company internally. And then to know what they do with the apprenticeship, the pre-apprenticeship, mm-hmm. how involved they are within the community, mm-hmm. how engaged they are with all of it. So, but there's plenty of other organizations like Piedmont Healthcare mm-hmm. in Statesville that are doing that. And so we, from the chamber's perspective, we're just so blessed mm-hmm. to be able to work with businesses like you all. So mm-hmm.
We are out of the shadows of Mooresville.
And
you know, I hate when I hear that. It's like, well, everything happens. No, this is the place where things are happening. Get involved, get excited.
That's right. Well, thank you, Jeff Smith.
All right.
Thank you.